MKST Mission Retreat Media presents the Gospel, God's Power to Save All Who Believe. This seminar was delivered by Mr. Isaac Varchia at the MKST Mission Retreat Camp 2021 on the topic Christian Youth and Betting or Gambling. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
Our Father and our God who is in heaven, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bless your name, we exalt you for your mercies. Thank you for your loving kindnesses. Lord, our only plea is that you will take us as we are. And let mercy prevail on us even this afternoon as we begin to look into the issue of this seminar concerning the Christian youth and his position on gambling. Lord, we ask that you will help us. You will show us your mercy. Thank you that far beyond our asking, you will do it. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We thank God for his mercies on us, his help on our lives so far. I have just an hour. And within this hour, we'll be brainstorming. We'll be looking at the topic. We'll be considering the topic, the Christian youth and gambling. Two key words stand very clear there. Number one, the Christian youth. We will be looking at who is a Christian youth. Number two, we'll be looking at his or her position towards gambling. We are believing God that at the end of it all, we should be able to look at the gap that stands very clear between the Christian youth and gambling. We should be able to look at the lacuna. Am I speaking big grammar already?
Yes.
Lacuna, the gap. Okay? The gap. How the Christian youth stands very far away from gambling. And our prayer is that the Lord will help us. Because some of the addictions that have come and creep into the church, the Lord will deliver us from such in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, number one, we'll be looking at the Christian youth distinctively. Who is a Christian youth? And because our topic says the Christian youth, it therefore means every word is very key. Now we'll be looking at the word there, the article there, because it's talking about the Christian youth. So we'll be talking about the article there, first of all. When we talk of there, T-H-E, there, is an article. And in English language, we call it the definite article. Now, when we say something is definite, it means that thing is particularistic. If we are talking about boys, generally, we'll say maybe a boy. But when we begin to talk about this, our brother here, we say this is the boy. Now, there, points particularly. Are we together? There means, yes, this is the issue. So, number one, our topic says there. And now, very quickly, what comes into light is the Christian youth, the gambling. I will not talk much about gambling, but I will dwell emphasis on the Christian youth. Who is a Christian youth? I hope there is no Muslim here. I hope we are all Christians. Distinctive Christian youth. So, who is a Christian youth? Now, number one, the Christian youth is that youth that is first and foremost born again. What did I say? First and foremost, he or she is born again. Can we check the Bible quickly? John chapter 3. The gospel according to John chapter 3. If we see John chapter 3, you will help us to read verse 1 and maybe 2 with a loud voice. The Lord. Number one, why talking about the Christian youth? What did I say? Huh? This matter is not baggage. I was somewhere in a funeral and some women were conversing. They were discussing together. I sat close and I was listening. And the other one said, "Dad, I was rushing to come here, so I didn't even put my ear in as if I am born again." Can you imagine? So when I had it, you know what I did? I shifted my chair close to them. And I said, "Madam, what did you say?" And they laughed.
I have come to know that the word born again has been bastardized. In Lucas 6, there are churches that are of the born again sect. Abi? That when somebody is not, sometimes even when somebody does not dress fine, and you wear one bugu shirti, and you are very serious, and sometimes you are sweating, you don't bath very well, they say, he's born again. Isn't it? Sometimes when you behave as if your head is not even correct, they say it's born again. But you see, the issue comes to light in John chapter 3 very clear, isn't it? Jesus said to Nicodemus, you know, this is a very senior pastor in the synagogue in those days. He said, "Verily, verily." What does that mean? Truly, truly. Mimiji. And another word has been introduced. He said, "Unless." Some Bible scriptures say, "Except a man is born for the second time, he cannot." You see, if this is coming from the mouth of Jesus himself, then it's a very serious matter. It's a matter that we don't have to rush over like that and trivialize it as if born again as some people, some things else. So, number one, the Christian youth, first and foremost, must be born for the second time. As Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, the first birth you were given was the arrangement of your mother and your father. They came together. Somebody like me, my father from Wukan, have you heard of Wukan? Went down to Shangri-La and married my mother and brought her to Wukan. And on the 13th of June, can I tell you the year? Some people don't like those things. They say birthday, 17th July. That's all. On the 13th of June, are we together? 1972. Precisely. Mka Hospital here, I was born. That was the first birth. Is that okay? I grew in my father's house. I resembled them. I look like them. I do things the way they do. And I behaved considerably the way they behaved for a very long time. In 2004, August, to be precise, are we together? I came to the knowledge of the truth of the word of God. My eyes opened. Me, that I was Odun Kwaga before, became very, very sober. I became a crippled man. So that the things I used to do before, in fact, the day I heard this word of God very clear and the Holy Spirit ministered to me, that day I was crying throughout. Nobody beat me. This very stubborn man that used to disturb the whole environment, nobody beat me, nobody touched me, but something touched me. Do you hear that somebody sang? Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch my soul. When I was praying to my Father, somebody touch my soul. That day, I remembered it was on a Sunday. Somebody touched my soul. Somebody you don't see, the invisible, the Lord of the cross, the Master Jesus, I became broken. You know my nickname in those days? Can I tell you? Story for another day. But the issue is that the man they knew before, that day, the man died on the cross. I want to tell you frank things. Me, I was not born of these good children. From the scratch, I was terribly bad. So that by the time I came to Jesus 3, eventually SS 3, I was a ruffian already, very rugged. I started smoking hemp when I was down there. All these drugs that children take now, they call Tramore. We used to take those drugs in those days. And I could count the number of girlfriends I had in those days. The day I repented, I had two of them that were pushing on with me. The day that man touched me, I looked at one because she was very close. I said, we're not going to do it again, no. She said, what happened? I said, God. And she said, Nahamba, we chiviro on the ambaka, kerin kasiga. And I told her that I don't want to die. Even if people who worship God do it, born again has visited me. And the truth of the matter is that I will not do it. Now, the issue is since 2004 to date, God has helped me very uniquely that even when I was a bachelor for like space of 10 years, there was nothing I could do that I folded my hands like this and was just following God. So, number one, the first thing that happens to a Christian youth is for that youth to experience this second life of born anew. You become born again. And that is the door that qualifies you to enter into being addressed as a Christian youth. If this thing does not happen, brothers and sisters, the truth is that your Christianity will not hold water. Anything you do, go for catechism. Finish your catechism perfectly. Be attending communion. Every communion, be there. And be paying your tithes, which is absolutely not bad, though. finish one card and take another card, but the truth of the matter is that you are not yet qualified to be addressed as one Christian youth. So number one, a Christian youth is first of all born again. Are we together? The Spirit of God gives you a new birth. So somebody once said, when you are born only once, you die like this, twice. But when you are born twice, you die how many times? Only once. Who is not clear with that? If you are not clear, let's explain before we move on. Is everybody clear about that? Okay, you meet some people, they will explain to you. Because of our time, isn't it? That when you are born only once, you die here, isn't it? And on the judgment day, you also do what? Die in hellfire. Okay? But when you are born twice, the first birth was your father's own. Eh? The second one is that of your daughter of God Almighty. Then you are born twice. Let me give you an example. I was coming from the village. I took appointment as a village primary school. And I was in that village. And I was coming back. And when I passed through my own house, my village, the people in my house gathered around. They were doing party. They came to the main road. All right? And one of my uncle, having heard that I picked appointment and I am teaching in that remote village, was so careful to advise me. You know what he said? He said, "We heard that you are teaching there." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "So look for a girl who doesn't have HIV." Useful advice, isn't it? "And later I'll be cooking for you." That was his advice. And I said, "Where do I leave this Bible? And I will carry this girl to be cooking for me." My uncle looked at me, squeezed his fist. You know what he did? "Yes, sir. Where did you brought this thing?" Because the truth of the matter is that in our family, he's a whistleblower, okay? These are normal things that they know on number G before. They move with women. So why are you suddenly talking of Bible when I'm giving you useful advice? And I say, "I am not carrying Bible. And this Bible with that gear cannot be contained in one place." So a Christian youth, once he's born again, the Spirit of God resides in you. And once that happens, you cannot tell lies and go and sleep very smoothly till the next day. And you are still singing, "Come and see what God has known." Mm-mm. You cannot have people you don't talk to. And then you will still be going about. You know, your behavior checks you out completely. The people in your vicinity very quickly will notice that this one is different, is unique. Some people say they went to witness somewhere. "Maybe I will come and meet this my brother in his area." Say, "Let's go out for evangelism." So where they went, and the people that came from somewhere wanted to preach, the people there said, "No, you that come from somewhere, don't preach. Let this your brother that is here with us preach for us." You know what that means? Ora yelo don kwagahi jiro. He used to cause a lot of problems. They used to catch him with a lot of terrible things. But this day, he carried Bible. You know, when you are not born again, Christianity becomes patch like that. Born again checks you out and keeps you in check. Number two, a Christian youth, once he or she becomes born again, is not just living, oh. The first thing that God does to you is to give you a vision. What I call purpose. Purpose, the meaning for your living. You cannot just be living. You know, focus, vision, and purpose sets you aside, even to hate what is seen. Look at me, everybody. Have you seen me? If I sin now, if I go and sin somewhere, do you know that God will forgive me? But do you know that I have a focus, I have a vision, I have a purpose for living, which is preaching the word of God? Do you know, again, that if I go and sin, and people heard it, that this is what this man has done, and I have come and stand here, and I'm opening my eyes at you like this, two things will be questionable. Number one, my heart will be saying, so what about you? Have you? Number two, somebody will sit down there and be looking at me and be saying, You know what happened? In my village church, one old Tammy who used to friend this woman, and I knew, and a lot of people knew, I happened to be at the village that day and I attended church. He was the one conducting the service. And he was reading the Ten Commandments. When he came to you see, I was carefully looking at him. You know what happened? He didn't mean anything to him. He said it. He went away. It wasn't anything. Excuse me. The people listening, would they stop? So, if I sin now, even if God forgives me, the damage, the harm I will cause to my vision will be very devastating. So, born again alone is not enough. Number two, you must have a vision, a focus, what you are pursuing for God, what God has given you to pursue. Once that happens, you don't play with sin. You just know that if I do this thing now, it will cause damage to the vision to which I am pursuing under God. Are we together? I want to leave the Christian youth now. We only have 1 hour. Can we look at gambling? Because the topic is talking about the Christian youth and his position or her position in terms of gambling. Gambling, they say, is a way of taking risk for gain. You take risk. Examples of gamblings. Can somebody help me? One example. Hey, let's take one by one. Bet Niger. Lotto. What? Okay, Bet King. Sure Bet. Baba Ijebu. So that if you go to village, even villages now, no? Villages. You will notice that they place one pound somewhere. And even women, we go and stand like this. Now, what is the position of a Christian youth concerning gambling? Now, I would like us to understand that a Christian youth who is also born again, assuming this is Jesus, you know, when you get born again, he is in you, isn't it? He's moving with you, isn't it? Can I take him to a gambling shop and say, Lord of mercy, let me see what Baba Ijebu is. Whether I will cash today, don't worry. Sit down. Can you do that with Jesus? He follows you everywhere. He moves with you everywhere. For instance, even ordinarily me like this, that I'm talking to you now. Now, in the evening, in the streets of Boko, you enter inside one bed shop, and then you see me, man of God, dear, very busy. Haba, now, would that kind of scenario look good? Will it be good? Mm-mm. Now, gambling, the way I look at it now, is a strategy from the enemy that has occupied our land and is already ravaging the whole place. Like I said, if you go to villages now, inside villages, you will see even old women, they know the number. So, where I used to repair my machine, they were talking another time. They say there's one that is called Moonlight. They say Moonlight. And the boy that used to repair my machine, any day he comes, as soon as he comes, he will take biro, be looking at Moonlight and be shedding. And this boy that came from Batia to do his mechanic work is gradually depreciating instead of going on, because he is so unfortunate that one guy has came to pitch tent, the tent of Baba Ijebu, close to his shop. It's a very serious matter. In my neighborhood, one lady started a shop, and her shop was going on very well. One lady, I used to call her Madam God. Her name is Gohile. You will not know her. Don't worry. I used to call her Madam God. The shop was expanding. So I was told that Madam God took 50 naira and gave it to a small boy to go and play Baba Ijebu for her that came newly in the area. Lo and behold, in the evening, they called Madam Goda. The game has clicked. And from 50 naira, they came and gave Madam Goda 15,000. And Madam Goda thought it very wise that this is good work, business. So one of her boys that was very small like this, very early in the morning, will be going up there with money. And then to some extent, they say, when you top more money, you will gain more. Do you know what happened? As I talk to you now, that shop is a finished story completely. Baba Ijebu gave her 15,000 and in return collected the whole shop from her. These are issues. So I was in one of the tertiary institutions around in town here. I will not mention the name. And I was preaching to a fellowship of students. And when I finished, one young man, these are very serious issues, so told me as we were counseling with him. He says his problem is betting. So how to stop it? He couldn't handle it. He said he will bring the whole money from his home to school and it will go on betting. And to stop it was his problem. And I know that this betting is an addiction. If it catches up with you, it will cut up with you like the Philistines that caught up with Samson. They don't leave you like that, though. That was when I started noting that, so this is a serious matter. My friend, whose first son is in the University of Agriculture, Makurdi, at a point, the boy was very smart. When I asked him the other time, he said he would go and forge receipts and write exams. The whole money the parents will suffer in the village and hand over to him, he will go and play Naira bet. And that one, they used to call it Vijua. Do you know it? Who? You know Vijua? Hey. How many of you don't know it? Thank God for you. Don't know Vijua. You know, Vijua is the kind of bet you go and play sharp sharp. You understand me? As soon as you go and put money, they will just open the screen for you like this one. And horses will compete in racing. And you will just say, that is the horse that is going to come first. So if it eventually turns out that the horse comes first, and as the people will manipulate you, your horse doesn't come first at all. Sometimes it's the dogs. The dogs will run all your own rules. And that was how this boy entered into betting, and the whole money was gone. So one day, even the parents became tired of him and left him in Makurdi. He came the other day confessing. He frankly told the parents, he said, he lost school. He also lost betting. He doesn't know what to do. And I was telling the father that, don't you know that your child is entangled? This thing called betting is a very serious matter. All forms of gambling. There is one immigration officer I knew. He was working in the immigration when I was quite small. I think I was not done with my secondary school yet. That he started working in him as an immigration officer. Now he's the firstborn in the whole family. And the family gathered together when the wife accused him several times and he could not listen. He's an old man now. No, the family gathered together and said, stop betting. And when he got afraid, he switched to betting on phone, on smartphone. The man is simply helpless. The house he is sleeping in was the house the father bought for him. The one block has become very dilapidated. That you see cracks. He doesn't even have children that is paying school fees much. The children are still just entered the nursery school. And you wonder what this man is doing with money. The father left him with a lot of oranges and a lot of things. And the whole of his time is on betting. That is where the money is going. Do you think that is ordinary? It's not. I have a colleague. He's working with me. I will go and pick him. And we'll go to our village school together and come back. He will wait for me somewhere. And unfortunately, where he used to wait for me, see betting shop. So when I come, I arrive and I don't see him. Sometimes he will see me, I'll be coming out of the betting shop. And sometimes I will go there and remove him from the shop. That is 2-3 minutes that man has is to enter the betting shop. So one day I was called to go and rescue my staff. No, he's just staying in town with no serious relatives. So they caught him. B division is bank, right? He slept there for 2 days. Nobody knew. So they called me, said I should come to the police station. So when I went, it was this my colleague. I said, what happened? Said these people just caught him in the night. And the police officer said, are you his principal? I said, yes, sir. He said, we want to take him to the state. If we take him there, he will suffer much. But we have seen that he is innocent. There was an operation that went on along where they caught him. He innocently came out. If we take him down the state, our officers there will say, well done, you are working. But he will go and suffer there for nothing. I know where my colleague came out, where they arrested him, in a betting shop. Around after 12, 1 a.m. And this is a man that has a wife and children. I went and signed for him and he came out. Do you know the climax of the whole thing now? Where he is staying, the landlord came and packed all his goods, all his property. Is that the right word? Be happy this is my English. Came and packed all his property. And they went and put it under the care of Chairman Umbaya that his oil rate too much. And you know what happened? The wife and the three children had been sent to the village to go and stay with one of his brothers in the village. They are not going to school. Nothing is going on now. Himself is haggard and reckless. If you see him now, somebody that used to have, who has a fresh, is looking skinny. And the whole thing was coming on the neck of the school. And it was looking as if the school will not intervene to go and pay his rent. It will be terrible. And I have an afterthought. I said, the reason why you didn't pay your house rent is because of this baiting. This baiting. You have been baiting too much. You have been gambling. So he's frustrated now. And the children are suffering the consequences. Do you know one thing? Go to the villages now and discover that there is this striking hunger that is going on. This striking violent hunger. Yes, that in some villages, they will drink orange and sleep. I am not telling you things from a super story. It's what I know. Now, you package your wife and your children, and you went and keep in one village under the care of somebody else that is also just struggling now to feed because of this monster gambling. It's a very serious matter. So if you are here and you don't know, and as a Christian, you are gambling, the truth of the matter is that the merciful God that delivers people from addiction. You know, one thing I know about him is that he is able, abundantly able. And he will deliver you. Don't say, Kapikavo or a Karajila. What is wrong about that? Everything is wrong about that. Me, as you see me here, if you see me another time, you will not know me. You know the reason? The trousers I will wear and the shirt I used to put on, very dirty. We used to call it in Tiv language, Kuruba. You know Kuruba? Those clothes that you carry to the farm. I put them. And when I'm coming back from the village, most of the time you see me with firewood on top of my machine. I believe in hard work. I don't believe in quick money. So if I hear now that somebody has gotten 15 million from bets, I don't envy you. And I don't also envy it. And I don't like it. What I get from my hard work is what I like. But I got seriously. Isn't it? Seriously. Yes. So this afternoon, or this evening rather, we are looking at the position of a Christian youth and gambling. And I told you who a Christian youth is. Please don't forget, number one, he or she is born again. Sometimes they used to make announcements so much about baptism and catechism, which is very, very good. Do you know that our catechism is very rich? Take the catechism of Hedbergi, and you will notice the powerfulness of our catechism. Very powerful. Our catechism, the doctrine of the church, is itself very rich. But something happened somewhere along the line that I understood. In the catechism where I was studying, one woman came to put food in my mouth when we sat for tasting. I said, no. Why do you do that? I said, nah, Batame. I said, no, me, I may not be from Batame sect, but this thing you are about to do is not correct. And I noticed some abnormal things even when we were doing the tasting. And the day of baptism came. Which white are you going to sow? Which white are you? And you know, it was like that. The woman will say, they will buy asa and all of that. And the day of baptism, come and see how we sat on one row as angels that are going to heaven. And they usher out, they will do you baptism, and the whole church will clap. When they finish, we dance and they spray money. And you know me, I entered catechism as an adult to recite catechism. I couldn't in my head. And there was one girl who recite that excellently, perfectly, all right. Telling you. And you know, in the whole of the class, she was the guru. You know what happened? After the baptism, you will see at Swamp 2 that this girl that shaved. She has one Honda machine. You know what she wrote on the machine? Liam Yangemzeheminga. Are we together? So what are we noting? The efficacy and the effectiveness of those that arrange those things for us to come and learn in order to get entry into the church has been bastardized. And I used to give one example. I see the people who want to do gari, you know them. They first of all peel cassava, isn't it? This is my normal illustration every day. They peel cassava. After peeling the cassava, they bring one engine. Do you understand? After washing, they bring one engine and they carry the cassava and put on the furnace. Anger. And the person grinding the gari, this is cassava on the furnace, eh? We own the engine. Boo, 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 boo. Do you notice that both the engine and the cassava will not feel it easy? You also notice that the engine will be saying, and the cassava also will be grinded. It's a process, isn't it? A very serious process of transformation. And what you notice down there from the furnace is what? Is gari. So the process of the church and catechism and baptism is to carry you, pay you up, teach you the teachings and doctrines of the church and put it in this machine of a chasing and baptism. And the issue is that God in heaven should bring transformation. And they carry you, this a logo like this, like me, eh? And they put you on the funnel, and they open the engine, and then down there is the same cassava that has up here, has come down there. Is the aim achieved?
No.
Of course, no. The same Bengumo logo that was up here is the same logo that you see down here. No change. So we are talking about the Christian youth being transformed. Do you notice one thing? The issue is that if we are truly born again, you know, nothing will carry you to a bed shop. That's just the issue. We should not be talking about gambling to Christian youth. So Jesus of mercy is here today. My conclusion. Let me conclude. Jesus did not come to condemn us. I hope you know. He said he's not coming for the righteous, but that for sinners to be saved. Isn't it? If you are here and you are into all those things, the truth is that you are not condemned yet. Is that okay? Come to him who is able to help you. And in this meeting, he will do it. The problem will be that you have had this and then you turn away and you go back gambling again. And I want to give you an assignment. Tell people about the love of Jesus and don't keep quiet about this born again. Once people become born again, all these issues will not be there. We'll have better seminars to talk and not of gambling. Gambling will be things in the market and not things to talk about in the church. Let's pray together. In 1 minute, let's talk to God. Let's thank him for his mercies. Maybe you don't gamble, but you notice that you are not born again yet. You notice that you are still telling lies. You notice that you still carry some girlfriends around. And there are some boyfriends you are also moving with. You notice that you are involved in some terrible things like cults, quietly. Or maybe your heart is going to some of those things. These are periods of help. These are points where we need help. Bow your head. Pray to him who is able to help us. He will help us. He will deliver us.
You have the privilege to make a choice as you pray. Our God himself will separate you from this world of gambling. So that you will learn godliness with contentment, which is great gain. So round up your prayer, and you make a covenant with God that your life will be separate from others that have already entangled themselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate your mercy for reaching us in another striking dimension. We know that you are God and you care for every aspect of our lives. That's the reason why in the course of this meeting, you'll be reaching us through different channels to pass your oracles of truth unto us. At this moment, again, you have challenged our hearts to steer clear of the business of gambling, which will rather rob us of your glory. May you help our hearts to rush unto you for mercy, so that we shall be separate from the world and all its entanglement. Thank you so much for the vessel you chose to bless us. The Lord, you will replenish him 1,000-fold. Thank you, because hereafter shall continue to depend on you, and all our blessings will be sourced from you and you alone. Be very careful to eschew the wiles of the devil. Blessed be your name for answering our prayer. Because we pray and receive by faith with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.